Joining us now, he's from down there at the RBC Heritage, the president and tournament director, Steve Wilmot. Steve, what's going on, my man?
Not too much. Happy Saturday, gentlemen. Everything good?
It is awesome. How's preparation going for a little golf tournament you got there next week?
Well, actually, we're starting to get our plat on down here, but you know, we had to weather a little inclement weather this week and got us a little behind on some of the setup. But you know what? We needed some of the rain. Didn't necessarily need the 40-mile-an-hour winds, but things are great. Beautiful day today, and we're anticipating both weather and a great tournament next week.
Yeah, had you played it this week, it may have played similarly to the way Mark and I played the course a few years back when there was a 3 or 4 club headwind going into that par 3 number 17, and we didn't believe the caddies. I mean, we were hitting it, aiming at the ocean, and they're saying, no, you want about 3 more clubs. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And it's a, you know, 175-yard, and we're looking at 4-iron to get it near the green. So, yeah, so I suppose it would be fun to watch when that much wind, but it's nice to have good weather. I'm looking at your past champions, and I'm trying to figure out, coming out of this week, who should we be looking for? We've got Grayson. Furyk has won twice. Kuchar's won. McDowell. You know, what kind of a player has a game best suited right now to your conditions?
Well, you know, you can throw in, you know, Boo Weekly in there too, as you know, 2-time past champion and all as well. But you know, it's one of those things. It's this golf course is truly a shot maker's golf course. You know, if I'm not mistaken, a few years back when Davis won his last tournament, he only hit his driver once in the 4 rounds. And so it's truly somebody working it right to left, left to right, and keeping it in the fairways and all. So, you know, it could be anybody's week. And, you know, we certainly have a great group of past champions that will be joining us and a lot of other great players as well.
Yeah, well, it's funny. When you look at the past champions list, I mean, you look at who they beat. That's a Hall of Fame list as well. I mean, you got major champions, you know, Luke Donald, Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Russell Knox. I mean, Jim Furyk, Ernie Els, Davis Love. I mean, do we seem to have horses for this course too? I mean, you look at guys like Furyk has had a lot of success there. You mentioned Boo Weekly. We know Davis Love has won this tournament several times. I mean, it's just interesting that the same guys are always the ones that seem to rise to the top at this golf course. What makes that happen down at Harbortown?
You know, it's tough to say. And, you know, you look at the guys that, you know, have been right there, too. Luke Donald has been there almost each and every year. You know, Webb Simpson's been close. You know, Kevin Kisner's played well the last couple of years as well. And, you know, we have some great international players here this year, too. And, you know, Martin Keimer and Shane Lowry, Danny Willett, you know, they're all here too. So you really don't know. I mean, but again, it truly is, you know, it's not a grip it and rip it type of golf course. It is not, you know, it's different, it's unique, and it's not very long. It's 7101 from the tips, and that's about 400 yards shorter than most golf courses. So it's, you know, it's about working the ball and, you know, and it can be anybody's day. You know, it doesn't have to be that long ball hitter.
Yeah, I mean, you go out there and you play that golf course, and you know, there are certain holes where you can hit it in the middle of the fairway, and if the pin's tucked over on a side of the green, you don't necessarily have a straight shot. So it becomes a very much a thinking man's golf course, and a lot of times you see people that do have success at Augusta because Augusta's the same way, maybe not necessarily off the tee, but you know, we're going to see it more today and tomorrow at Augusta, where you have to land the ball in the right spot. You have to get it in certain spots for it to funnel a certain way. At Harbortown, you have to get it in the right spot off the tee to be able to fit it into a certain pin placement, don't you?
Well, exactly. And we're considered to have some of the smallest greens on tour and as well. So it is a matter of, you know, being on the right side of the fairway to be able to attack those pins. And, you know, and you could have a drive, you know, left center, and you have no shot because the you know, the pin's back left or so too. So it's you know, it comes down to setup and certainly conditions and things, and it's the conditions are primo. You know, we went through without dwelling on it too much, we did go through a hurricane here in October and lost over 500 trees, and the community is still recovering, but the efforts that were put forth by this community and certainly the resort itself to get it up and running and getting ready for next week in the eyes of the world upon us is tremendous. And we could have played a couple months ago with regards to the conditions and things. So it's going to be an exciting week for sure.
Well, in looking at the scorecard, I'm always interested where we can anticipate, for those of us listening to the show maybe haven't played Harbortown and will only be watching it on TV, where can we expect to see players possibly surge? And then where do we expect to see trouble hit if it's going to hit?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They talk about us, you know, Harbortown having, you know, for the some of the best, if not the best, par threes on the tour. But if you look at the stretch of holes between 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, the four par fours right there, that can make it or break you in a way. You know, the interesting thing about with this hurricane too, I really, without getting into it too much, you know, 10's going to play a little different this year because of having lost some trees, and actually 15 is, which is a long par five, lost a couple of trees too. That strategically, there is a possibility these guys are, a lot of them are going to go for broke and go for it in two, which, you know, it could be an eagle possibility, or they can get in trouble. So the conditions, or I shouldn't say conditions, but because of the damage from the hurricane, it could play a little different, and the strategy might be a little different this year than it has been in the past.
Well, the vision we all have is out 18 to the lighthouse, and the trees on the right that sort of protect those buildings. How did those fare in the storm?
Actually, it's interesting you say that because they're actually okay. You know, that
the ones facing the ocean, right?
Was underwater as well as 17 and into 16, but no damage to the grass, ironically. But those trees are fine, and Sea Pines has done an incredible job in identifying areas where people were trying to get rid of trees that were falling. They've been planting trees out there too, and you'll see some. You know, for those television viewers watching, you'll see some areas that they might they'll be getting some relief from should they be in that area because of the new trees. But that would be more on 10, 16. There's a couple on 2, one on 3. So I'm getting a little more into than need to. But those viewers will see it, but it's not a drastic change. It's still an incredible golf course, and the guys are still going to need to work it and move it.
Again, we're talking with Steve Wilmot, the president and tournament director for the RBC Heritage. And, you know, we always say it's a difficult spot after a major tournament to have your event, but the draw of this golf course just seems to have guys show up. The other thing is, you know, now we have the Monday after the Masters. And you know, it's funny, you guys have traditionally had, if the Masters champion is already committed to you guys, they tend to show up more often than not. But and the guys that go to the Monday after the Masters, are there some groggy people showing up on Tuesday morning to come play in this golf tournament?
The ones driving south from Myrtle Beach, yes. it's interesting. I mean, without question, we've learned and we've embraced the fact of being after the Masters, and but it's also what we've learned from the CBS, the talent on CBS and others too. There's a lot of pressure going into from players and others into the week, and it becomes not just a great golf course for anybody, but it becomes a little bit of a vacation, and it becomes you know, somewhat of a release or a relief for these families too. So the players' attitudes seem to be a little, they're so focused on the major, and they're down here and they're riding bikes and they're going out on boat cruises and walking the beach. And so there's some other things that add to the 2-hour week that, you know, the guys can come down here, and it is Easter week. So there'll be a lot of families down here with the players traveling with them, and becomes kind of spring break. And, oh, by the way, I get to play an incredible golf course and get to go to work at Harbortown.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have taken a very special place on the calendar and welcome people to an equally special place to bring their families and, as you said, really unwind. Does that manifest itself in sort of the attitude of the players when they're around the facility? Do you see them visibly sort of loosening up?
Oh, without question. You know, and I hear it from their bosses at home. You know, I hear from the spouses and the wives saying, you know what, my husband's been, you know, so stressed out leading up to a major in the Masters, that here they're able to kind of unwind. They bring their kids, and not that they don't up there and other things too. And you know, it's certainly it's the same thing even with the network. I mean, you think about CBS as just did, you know, March Madness, and then they're doing 56 minutes of every hour up in Augusta. That, you know, they're down here, and Jim Nance is walking in flip-flops and jeans and, you know, kind of walking through the crowds and not being able to unwind a little bit and things, too. And that adds to the broadcast. It adds to the week for us and certainly the mindset and the attitude of the players as well.
All right, Steve, before we let you go, are tickets still available? And if so, how do people get their tickets and get down there?
Well, the best thing to do is, yes, they are still available. We are anticipating great weather next week, but you can certainly just go to our website, rbcheritage.com, and you know, go online and check it all out. And you know, you can certainly buy them down here as well. But we're expecting great weather. Weather's looking good. Knock on wood. But we're going to have a great week. You know, whether the weather's good or not, but we anticipate it being fantastic.
All right. Well, I always look forward to kind of unwinding after Masters week by watching golf at Harbortown and watch guys think their way around the golf course. So I look forward to it, and we appreciate you as always coming on with us.
No, gentlemen, thank you so much for all the support and things. And you obviously have a great Masters weekend, and look forward to getting your plaid on next week with the RBC Heritage.
Good enough. Thanks a lot.